Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Dog days of summer. So horny. I'm eating tacos. I'm crying. I'm hyperventilating. I need guacamole. Oh, Tejuan, I accept your rose. John Paul Jones. I don't know that I accept it anymore. You seem like either a rich kid or a hothead or a hothead rich kid. I'm not sure. I loved you. I don't know. You can't be both Bill and Ted and a hothead. Hello, welcome to Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arda Marie, and I'm so happy to be in my garage with such an explosion of men. Is that I have an explosion.
We are raining.
I am raining. And somebody's growing his mustache back.
Yeah, it's a very weak effort so far.
No, but trying. Somebody is like a teenager who has peach fuzz.
Thanks, Arden.
Oh my God, speaking of teenagers with peach fuzz, let's give him a proper intro.
Sounds like me.
Yeah. He's brought the sass.
Yeah.
He's brought the bone. He's brought the class and went to Australia with me alone. He's my new friend. I love him very much. We're going to break things with a bat. And his name is Brian Safi.
Wow. So good.
I'm so talented.
You're really talented.
I'm so talented.
And you are. That was really good.
Is it? I don't know. I appreciate it. It's crazy.
I've never written a song.
I'm as crazy as John Paul Jones. Like, that is from the depths of lunacy.
Highs and lows. Turning off and turning on. That's what he does with me.
Okay, talk to me. If you feel constricted, you can take it out and be
free. No, I love hunching, honey.
Okay. I wanted to say, where are we in your – what day of mustache growth are we at?
We're probably at day very early yet. We're at like day five.
Great.
So
great,
we're
great.
At where even in a selfie, I took a selfie today
sure
in front
did.
Of Pavilions.
Sure, because it's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's hump day. Pavilion selfie Wednesday.
You could not tell in the selfie that I had anything.
Great.
It except was for an illusion.
Sass and class and the bone.
Sass and class, honey. Starbucks and a grocery store. That's what I live for.
Okay. Side note: if you hear the sounds, and somebody commented on my Instagram that somebody is down low obsessed with my obsession with temperature control in the podcast.
You know, it's a asset. It's,
thank
it makes
you.
It's very comfortable.
Too
in here.
Hot to be funny.
Have you taken a picture of this setup before?
No, I didn't
people
need
should
to.
See. It's
talk,
so nice.
Tell them.
Two gorgeous bottles of lemon water
from my lemon tree.
Gorgeous, sturdy coasters.
Thank you.
With string cheese.
Yep.
A beautiful nut mix. That and don't forget, there's no peanuts in this.
No, I'm not gonna kill you. I gotta keep you funny, not fucking needing an EpiPen.
There's a candle and there's even a bowl for the string cheese wrapper.
Thank you so much. I almost felt like we were on an HGTV show, but like for the Legally Blonde.
I'm in.
Oh my God, we should pitch that.
We
should pitch that.
We should.
It's just like textiles. Like, ooh, it feels soft. This wood is so
Let's
hard.
Let's go right to, or yeah, exactly. We should go to HSN too. We could just tell them we'll sell anything.
We'll sell, literally, oh my God, we'll sell anything.
Doesn't matter.
Speaking of we'll sell anything, there is a man that started Hannah B's season with us and had a fever dream. He saw that Jed was going to be on for his songs. You called his lies.
Yes.
And you're my friend, and we've eaten tacos together, yes. And you're a masculine man, but sometimes people call us ladies. Let's hear your intro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, here we go.
Nice. Oh, ma'am. Ladies, are you having fun? Ladies, more children's tacos for you. Ladies, this is my friend. He's not a lady. He's a fucking man. Man of the men's that I know. I know lots of mans, and this man's I love very much. We've tried to get massages together, and he likes a spray tan, and he is my friend Scott King.
Yeah. Ibiza, baby.
I want to cartwheel like John Paul jumped right now.
Oh my God, yes. I would pay you to do that. I just had a fever dream of one of the world. I pictured you doing it with like no pants on, which is so fucked up. But I remember I had a fever
Indeed.
Dream.
Tragic.
The one time we took like a family vacation up to Ojai, my dad went to Thatcher, and my brother's wife is this lovely Catholic, very presentable lady, and my dad hiked in like loafers and boxers and shorts, and he goes, well, I'm just about done, and he did like a karate fan kick, and she saw full all man balls and like wouldn't fuck my brother again for like 2 months.
Oh my God. I love that she took it out on your brother.
You know, and she was like, your gene pool, like, and I thought it was disgusting and so funny.
It's great.
Thrilled that I brought that memory back. Hey, I have to say one thing,
please,
because you
please,
were talking
please,
about
please,
how
please.
This felt like a show
great.
For blind.
Yeah, great. Great, great
I
great,
went
great.
And saw the wonderful film 47 Meters Below Uncaged.
The new one.
For the new one. And for some reason in that version,
yeah.
There was narration if you were visually impaired playing right. through the theater so that you are watching this terrible movie
yeah.
while getting in. It was exquisite.
Well, give me a description of what you were watching.
Was that
like, did you buy like an accidental special show?
No, it was just a mistake. They corrected it about an hour in.
So they're like, now we're, oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my
God. There is ocean. There are remains. There is, I mean, it was really.
What is this movie? I don't know this movie.
47 Meters Below Uncaged. The sequel to the Mandy Moore 47 Meters.
Did I miss out? Should I see this?
Oh, yeah.
Is this on my alley?
Particularly the first one is the most batshit crazy ending of all time.
Have you seen it?
Yes. It's a shark. Do you like shark movies?
Yeah, sure. I like shark movies? Obviously. Well, am I a human being? Duh.
Do you like blind shark movies? Obviously. Because that's the sequel. Spoiler, not really.
Spoiler, it's not specific. The blind audience felt left out.
Yeah.
Speaking of not feeling
but
left out.
Truly was blind sharks.
I wanted to see blind sharks.
That's what they are in the movie.
Are they? Well, yeah. I love how sharks, I've known people with shark eyes whose eyes are way too wide on either side of their head, and it's like they're looking at you with their weird shark eyes. We've had contestants with shark eyes.
What? Have we?
Yeah, they're shark eyes where they go kind of on like either side of their head, and
they've
got like black,
wider.
And their eyes are like
Jinx
black.
Had
we
those.
Thought Luke
What's
had
his name,
sharks.
Jinx?
Yeah,
Robert Durst.
Jinx had shark
eyes. Wait, so are they blind because they're so far down they don't really need to develop eyes?
Yes, they've been trapped in a Mayan ruined cave.
Oh my God!
For
so it was
so
actually.
Long,
are you serious? So there were like blind sharks.
No, I'm not doing it.
So
a bit,
it was like blind sharks for a blind audience that you were in.
It was all.
How much did you luck out that day?
I felt good.
I feel
like the movie
would
have done better
blessed.
If they called it blind sharks.
Exactly. Blessed like blind sharks, yeah. Blind audience. Hashtag too blessed distress. I want to say, speaking of too blessed distress, our yes. audience, I threw down the gauntlet last week, and I saved this present for myself and for the listeners. I have said that my songs are unsingable, and the two gentlemen that were here last week have particularly unsingable songs, Brendan Smith and Bill Kunstler. Their theme songs are absolutely unsingable, and I threw down a challenge for anybody that would record themselves attempting to sing the songs.
They say the same thing about Sondheim.
Okay, yes. So I'm the Sondheim. I'm the Sondheim of podcast intros. So a woman named Becca French, she recorded herself doing this. I have not listened yet. This is the first time for all of us. This is, I said that literally it's unsingable. Let's see if Becca French has what it takes to go for the gold. Here we go. The judges are listening.
Rush is his favorite band. He also loves some Van Halen, but it's only the kind with the rock guitarist. I'm not sure if that's Eddie Van Halen or somebody else. His name is Brandon Smith. He wears rock t-shirts. He's got a cool mustache and he owns a dog. He's my friend, Brandon Smith. Would you loan me $1,000?
Okay. Oh, my gosh. She did it.
She did it.
She did it. And she was, like, reasonable doing it. She was, like, she wasn't, like, she didn't sound like a crazy woman. Wow.
No, I would actually, the pull quote for her performance should be, she did it.
She did it. Okay, we need to hear the other one. Now, Bill's is the harder one. Bill's is the harder one.
He likes to ride things for the ladies. He's been watching The Bachelor from the beginning. He even went along when we went. Bachelor Australia Down Under. Paradise, his name is Bill Kunstler. I love him very much. I hope he loans me $10,000.
Wow.
She nailed it. Wow.
Pretty, never see where she's going to go.
Oh, my God. No. Nobody, I mean, nobody. Wow, that's amazing. I've never, right. You know what, guys? I've never felt more seen. I think I just found my person. As they say in Paradise, I'm like, she's the crystal to my goose. Oh. If you hear me out there, will you accept my friendship, Rose? Wow. Great. Wow, that was exciting. Let's get going, you guys. And I wanted to say what Scott said up top. It's nailing it this season. Paradise is nailing it this season.
Yeah. This is it. This is the best I believe it will be.
Ever.
Ever.
Even better than Carly and Evan's season, which was a great season.
I think when we see what's happening next week also, I mean, come on.
I mean, yeah, you're right. The addition of Angela is amazing. And Dean coming back.
Dean coming shaving. Back.
And all... shaving.
And by the way, Dean coming back shaving, and I don't mean to be shitty, but looking worse.
No, I loved him. I got used to the stash.
I thought the hair is not doing him any favors.
All right, let's
either.
Start. Okay, so here's how we go. For those listeners playing along at home, here's the deal. It's a four-hour program. The only way to get through it in a reasonable amount of time, normally I write down the entire episode. We go through all the way through. We can't. It's like an octopus, and we don't have time. So let's just pick one couple. Let's start with Dean and Kaylin. So Dean and Kaylin, poor girl, it's her birthday.
It was her birthday?
And I got to say, even though Kaylin has not been my favorite this season, I started to feel like they were actually a very cute couple, and he brought out a cute side in her, and I really liked them as a couple. And Dean, as we've seen on Paradise, as we've seen on Bachelorette, as we've seen on Bachelor Winter Games, Dean's a great boyfriend. He just can't commit. Mm-hmm. Thoughts?
I obviously felt for Kaylin, and by the way, how hard could it have hit her when she rebounded, like, on sight?
Literally.
Connor walked in and she was done.
Connor, who's
like, the frown literally turned upside down.
Yeah. No, and her, and his fucking, what is that,
the vocal fry.
His vocal fry has gotten worse. I love Demi, shout out to Demi.
Demi did it brilliantly.
She nailed it.
She did.
Perfect.
No, because I noticed
he's got, like, marbles
his vocal
mouth.
Fry has gotten worse since, I noticed it on Hannah's season. It's worse. I was really excited to meet you too, Kaylin. And it's just like, I'm super psyched you're here. And I'm just like, maybe his loss is my gain and everything happens for me.
I don't
know
if you noticed, but like, I'm here.
Everything happens.
I was like, what is going on?
So many of them have that terrible vocal fry. It's just, like a cool thing to do now.
I also want to say about Kaylin when she said she was blindsided by Dean. I'm like, how can you be blindsided if everyone around you is telling you to open your eyes?
Everyone.
Literally.
I mean, that's the thing.
Also,
the day
before, he was like, so I really can't talk about my feelings. It's not my thing.
I was like,
wow, red flag.
Did he say that during the breakup? Or he's like, you shouldn't like me.
I brought the wrong notebook in here. Do we care or do we just want to go?
Go get it.
Okay, hold please. I'm back. Hi, guys. I have so many notebooks filled with so many different variations of Bachelor.
I really wish someone, if you ever passed on and someone had to come into your home and look through your things, be like, just notebooks of rambling.
This is going to be a coffee table book for future generations. Your notes compiled.
Look what I found. around yesterday. And my mom's photo, she was cataloging. Look at my haircut.
She does look like a cabbage patch.
Look at that.
God.
That's me. Wow. Look at that. Look at that. My mom was like, it was in photos of the silver, and she was trying to like price the silver. I was her silver model. We gotta put that on Facebook because it's fucking crazy.
So your face,
the greatest picture.
Look
ever.
How much, if it wasn't a photograph, you would think that was taken in 1692. Right? I mean,
it's very true. Colonial Williamsburg.
Yeah, look at like my outfit. Really,
it's back when no one knew you could smile in photos.
No, it's like, true.
Like, just like a ghost of a person.
And it also,
does look like a ghost.
And
girl.
If you look at the close-up.
This is the three quarters of the way through the movie.
Yeah, it's like American then, Horror Story.
It is. The
and
others.
If you look at the close-up on the next one, where on the back one, of the actual haircut, you can see that she actually put a bowl on my head and cut around it.
She did.
Look at that.
Red hair.
So red much. Red. I got to
so
take photos
of these.
Guys, for those of you listening at home, I just moved the fan back so we could actually get more on us. It was too close to the table.
You should bring back that haircut.
Dude, that haircut is like almost like hipster. It is almost like Karen.
She has it in Pen 15.
It's like Karen O in the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Yeah. It is.
It's full Karen O.
She totally has it in Pen 15 because her mom literally put the mole on her head. Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay, so I overall like Kaylin, and this feels much better. Side note, that fan placement was much,
nice.
Much better. Kaylin and Dean, I thought he was hotter. I thought he was always up front with her. And by the way, Derek, who I still love, despite what JPJ is trying to tell me about Derek, I still love me some Derek. Derek said to her, like, you can't fix him. You can't change him. If somebody tells you, listeners out there, and I'm telling you this for real, let me save you a trip to Al-Anon. If somebody tells you I'm a red flag, believe them. It's not a challenge.
100%.
It's not a challenge to go, oh, you just haven't met the right person. You need a fixer. Nobody's ever gotten you before. If only somebody saw you. But for me, you'll be there. People tell you who they are. It's up to you to believe them.
Yeah. She was like picking out her van outfits too. She's like, what kind of van?
I know. What does she think this van is?
She
like?
Did. You could see on that first date her trying. She's a she pageant was, girl. Yeah. And she was trying to be cool, was showering under an overpass. Like in a fucking like gym, some like a stolen gym locker room or like a lake. Yeah. Like that is not. She's like Miss Alabama. Like that is not who she is. She went to like Ole Miss or something. Like she's not.
I don't know who that even would ever sound good to.
No. Although Dean is hot and he's my number one on Paradise.
I
do not find him hot this season.
Oh my God, who's your number one? Who's your number one?
I mean. I guess
Angry Christian
for fun, JPJ.
Okay,
but I also like Chris, and I also like Derek.
Who is yours? You would go for Angry Christian.
No,
who's Angry Christian?
He's the one who fought
the pinata.
Yeah. He was hot.
Yeah, I thought you meant an angry religious.
Angry Christian. Demi's angry girlfriend.
That's right. There's another angry Christian.
Okay. Yeah. Luke is the angry Christian.
Yeah. Yeah. Who would be your number one?
Well, although he's not been good in Paradise, simply because of how good he was in Bachelor, I'm Mike.
Mike.
I'm just in love with Mike. That smile.
We got a really interesting email. And let me ask you two gentlemen. We got a really interesting email from a listener who has a theory about Mike. And let me just read it to you, which I thought was so interesting.
Is it going to make us hate Mike?
No, not at all.
Good. Okay,
yeah. Not
like
at all.
Preparing myself.
No. They all love Mike. This is a gentleman who loved Mike. Let me find it. Oh my God, he's so sweet. Like, Mike is your person. What do you like about Mike?
That smile. I mean, he's literally. Yeah. It's so superficial,
he's
but
so
he
handsome.
Is gorgeous.
He's so handsome.
He's so
and
handsome.
He's,
that smile.
And
he's so nice.
He's so nice.
He really
he's respectful.
He really is a gentleman.
I believe his heart was shattered.
I agree with you.
And so I was excited for him to come to Paradise, but then he's just been sort of non-existent.
He and Sydney seem like they're getting along, and they are a really cute couple.
They are cute, but there's like no
sparks.
But
they average 1 minute an episode.
I know.
And there's they like, don't
no,
show
I
them
wonder
at
there's
all.
Just no,
and I don't love Sydney.
And I agree with you. She doesn't have enough personality.
Yeah.
There's no sparks flying for them.
Adorable.
The saddest moment was when Hannah came back and Mike got all excited, and then she never spoke to him.
Hit his head on the layout.
It's like, oh, hi, Mike. Anyway, I need to speak to Demi. I'm not going to talk to you at all, so don't get your hopes up like you truly are right now.
It felt like, too, like,
It was very cold.
I mean, I will say, Kaylin, at a certain point, there is also some accountability where once everyone tells you, even Demi, it's like everyone is like, he's going to do this to you. This is what he does.
But I feel like he told her on Monday, I'm going to do this.
He did.
And then he did it.
But he shouldn't have done it right after the rose ceremony on her birthday. And I know that's so childish, but like.
I know he did. He brought out an entire, he brought everybody, like the order of it.
So messed up.
Like, do it before then. Why do it? Was it just to keep
talk
her
about
there?
Gaslighting.
Was it to keep her there? So it's like, so I could keep you there?
Oh, maybe. Maybe his heart was noble.
Who's doing her a favor,
I guess.
But
then why wouldn't he have just left the next morning?
Yeah. Like do it not on her birthday?
And
not
literally, as soon as everyone got their roses, I want to talk to you.
It was really
in front of everyone.
I honestly thought he was doing another surprise for her. Like I thought
too.
He was doing a bit because he would always do the bit of like, can I talk to you for a second after a new girl arrived? It felt like he was doing a bit. This isn't pulling up. It's too slow. And I'm sorry. I tried, guys. I tried. Wait, here we go. All right. This is, I will not say the name. Well, why not? His name is M. His name is M. So there we go.
Great.
Hi, I'm a listener who basically started watching because of your podcast. And I just want to say that I think Mike Johnson might actually be gay and in denial about it. His whole vibe with women is very romance/love focused, which is totally the way I was before I accepted that I was gay. I also have other gay friends who would date women and their attitude was, I'm not like those other guys. It doesn't have to be out sex with me because I'm a good guy. It could also explain why he has zero game with women on these shows because he doesn't actually want to be with them. Thoughts?
I mean, it's anecdotal evidence.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I will say, like, I get that probably people who are closeted do that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that I ever did that, but I was definitely like, but I just have to study. You know what I mean?
Once it got to that point,
it's always just like, my tummy hurts. But I don't know. I don't think he is.
No, I 100% don't think he is. I think of the other guy. There have been other guys probably
Colton.
That were. Yes.
How about the fact that Colton's a bad kisser?
Unanimously.
How about that? The worst kisser that any of them have ever been with.
Ever.
But so ever.
But
been
I
with.
Remember that season when he was kissing in the beginning. It was crazy.
It was bad. He did get better at it.
I have a theory as to why they included that and then like pushed it hard like the producers because he just went on This American Life and did a whole thing about how he gamed the reality TV system and I think they're like, oh, fuck you. You're a bad kisser.
Oh, yeah. You don't bite the Mike Fleiss.
Yeah.
You don't bite Mike Fleiss's hand.
So
Mike
Fleiss, fuck you,
yeah,
Colton.
Mike Fleiss will cut a bitch. Yeah, for sure.
Well, literally, he does actually have abuse charges against his wife, so maybe we should
yes,
sure.
Yeah,
be
you know
careful.
What? Exactly. Don't cut this bitch. Okay, John Paul Jones. So I guess we'll finish out the Dean. So then Dean leaves, and then she goes to, which we'll get to later, the Goose Crystal wedding. And then all of us, she's pouting. She doesn't want to be there. She's crying. And we'll do a whole separate thing on the insanity of that wedding momentarily.
Honestly.
Exquisite.
I mean, and then, well, that'll be next. We'll do that next. We'll do the insanity of the wedding. But so then all of a sudden, she perks right up when Connor arrives. What's scary to me is how many seasons and how deep in. I mean, I'm so deep in on the show, and I'm still like, wait, who is that?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wait. Oh, yeah, that's a Canadian Astrid. Like, oh, yeah, they're Kevin, seventh Kevin. They're still together. Like, huh. You know, like how quickly it goes in and out of your brain.
I like, by the way, I love Raven and Adam.
I feel too.
Like they are like the most normal couple.
Agreed.
They don't seem to overdo it on Instagram. They
Agreed.
Seem like they genuinely like each other.
Agreed.
And they looked really great at the wedding.
I agree. Mm. All right, let's start with the wedding. Let's finish out Kaylin and Connor. Kaylin and Connor.
So what was that she suddenly turned? Was it fake before or was that fake?
I think 23.
Yeah.
And I think she likes being on television. I do think she'd heard that Connor was going to. I think you kind of know who's in the pool, but you don't know the order they're going to get spit into the game. And she's been waiting. And it's like.
It truly looked like she was like taken over by Pennywise.
Yeah.
Like just like full It mask on.
Yeah.
Like she wore brown with. So I literally instant away.
Like somehow her puffy eyes were not puffy anymore.
I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah. She was very cute with Dean, but then she's like.
Can I be honest with you? I would love to look at someone like that.
Like she was like a dean.
Yeah,
I know.
It'd be nice.
I know. They were never so been to cute. Like that. She actually made me. Yeah. It actually made me like her more. It made me like her again. I was like, they were. And he seemed to be good for. Like he seemed to mellow her out. Like we're gonna shower in public gyms.
Yeah.
And like that's gonna be cool for her. Like they're gonna ride off into the van sunset and be cool. And I actually felt like they were gonna fall in love. I mean, maybe they will, but like now, poor Connor. But Connor is going to say,
I don't feel
hump.
Like poor Connor.
Yeah, no. He's going to hump Christina.
Yeah.
The world is his.
When they were all those three dudes were walking up, I was for a second like, well, who are these? And then I was like, oh, it's Chase and Connor. And
was it Chase?
Other
Wait,
dude.
Chase?
Wait. Yeah, Chase.
Oh, yeah.
From
Denver.
JoJo season. Yeah.
He was from Denver. He
the one
was
who
boring
dated
and
Tommy
hot.
Lauren.
He was boring but hot.
I know.
He dated
Athletic
who?
Line.
Who did he date?
Tommy Lauren, the... right-wing commentator.
He dated
Blowhard,
her?
Hard.
Yeah.
Who's very pretty, but
who has the gun? Who has got the gun athleisure wear,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. And she said, some say I'm too controversial for athleisure wear.
Yeah, which is like, go fuck yourself.
Some say I'm too controversial.
That's what she said.
For athleisure wear.
Which is like, I don't know what to tell you.
I feel like that's a down-the-middle bipartisan.
I had to write that down.
I know
that's
people on both sides of the aisle who wear those.
What can I
say? I'm too controversial for athleisure wear.
Oh, yeah.
That was like in her tweet, God. Like her like
in
announcing.
The ad. Oh my God! Oh my God!
But guess what? These tights have stars on them.
Oh my God!
Like, they're American, but they're made in China.
Oh my God! And I got a pocket for my lady pistol.
Yeah.
Okay. So here, let's just do the wedding. I am so overtired. I finished Lori's house up in Berkeley. Oh, I ate more tacos. Somebody emailed us about the tacos in Oakland. I had more Cholita Linda. They're so good. But I'm really overtired. I came back and. I don't know if it was exhaustion or what, but I teared up watching Crystal. I like got teary. I'm so tired. I was like crying watching Crystal and Goose's wedding last night.
Wow, that was not my reaction.
You teared up.
It was mine, and I am not tired.
Okay. What was your reaction?
Well, you know what? In full disclosure, I sort of tapped out of Bachelor for a while, and I think it was during. So I don't know their journey or anything like that.
There were two disasters who kind of.
I remember him from The Bachelorette.
So she was a whisper. She would whisper. She was a.
She was from Ari's season.
She was a trainer that did it via her cell phone. Like she would train people on her. She would just work out on the beach via her cell phone. With like clients.
She had the homeless brother.
She had a homeless brother. She would deliver food in bags to like the crew.
She was also sort of awful on her season. Right?
Oh my God!
Horrible. They hated her.
She called Ari Needle Dick.
Yeah. But then it was almost like two weird ions that charged. Like I know real scientists are like, girl, you don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. But it's almost like they neutralized the charge.
He was actually awful too.
He was awful.
We thought he was abusive, but he was really awful to Wills.
Yeah, Wills.
Two more minutes.
Yeah, and he was like. You all good, baby? But that was when Wills was so smooth. Anyway, but they kind of neutralized each other and fell in love like in a hot tub.
That's not.
In Mexico.
Fine. <Yeah. I> guess.
Whatever.
And not my gig.
Yeah. So then.
The song, the Christian song didn't get you? No tears?
I was so uncomfortable that I had to, because I watch on my laptop, I had to switch screens. Like I had to like switch tabs.
Matt Stell is called Pray For You.
Oh.
And he was like, I don't go to the church on Sunday, but I'm not that kind of man, but I am the, and they'll call him he gave himself the nickname of the Goose in Paradise. Yes. Like he nicknamed himself.
Oh, nothing's worse than that.
You can't nickname yourself.
No, it's just to be chosen by God.
Except for JJ, who nicknamed herself at 76. You've either got to be under the age of 75, or it's given to you in childhood. Yeah.
That's it.
You can't. He nicknamed himself the Goose, and they were all like, the Goose is Clay's best friend. It's like, no, it's not. It's not his best friend. They just met. They call I'm the Goose. They're not best friends.
No.
Okay, let's talk about the
also that Chris Harrison did preacher duty. Does he do that every time?
I think so.
On TV, yeah.
If they do the wedding on the show.
Do you think if I got married, how much would it cost to get Chris Harrison into a
great
I think
question.
You'd have to go to him.
I would go to him.
Oh my God, I would pay any amount of. I would
just do it at City Hall and like the whole budget just be getting Chris Harrison.
Yeah. Oh my God, I hope. Can you please do that? Can you please?
I said
do
that to Anthony. I was like, dude, let's.
Oh my God, let's start a podcast campaign where it's like Chris for Katie romance, like a hashtag and stuff. We can start like a GoFundMe page for Chris Harrison.
Kickstart it.
Because you know he gets a lot of money.
Oh, well, he's on Cameo.
Oh, is how much?
Like $500.
What?
Yeah.
No, that's a hefty price.
I'll do it for $2.
Exactly.
You know what? Betty does so many proposals on that.
Yes. A lot of the Bachelor people are on Cameo.
Side note, Beverly D'Angelo hooked me up with the Cameo people last week. I haven't talked to them yet, but nice. I'm all over it. I'll do a wedding proposal. hey, Brian. How about you propose to Kimberly? She's looking good, right? I'll nudge your guy to engage or whatever.
Propose. That's great.
Okay. So then we have the Clay. What? How
he went up to $600.
He's $600.
He kept getting so busy
for this.
That's one of the. I know the most expensive is Caitlyn Jenner. It's like $1,500 or something.
Is it really? I'll look it up.
I think so.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And Bethany Frankel's also really high up there, but I did not know Chris Harrison was $600.
That seems high.
Really on the
money. Bethany Frankel's only $275.
Oh, never mind.
Who's $275?
Bethany Frankel.
I do want to say, and nobody cares. Rachel and Brian from The Bachelorette, they got married.
I know. Yes.
And it's funny how the franchise, if they got mad at you, once she said, I'm living my best life to Peter, America was like, we're out. Like, she's got her followers, but I felt like Bachelor Nation turned on her.
Also, remember she was mean to Dean on Winter Games when she came to judge something.
Yeah.
Like, she kept going after him. And it's like, okay, honey, calm down.
Yeah, and it's also like, you let him go after meeting his horrible dad. You cut him after he said, I love you. You said, I love him back. And, like, you're being mean to Dean.
Also, Ashley I and
Caitlyn Jenner is $2,500.
Wow. Okay.
Ashley I and Jared got married as well.
They did.
Chip in.
Take your bills out.
Let's chip in.
Rachel and Brian, they looked great. Like, she posted a photo on her Instagram. She looked beautiful.
I will
they looked
always
very
root
happy.
For a couple to get married.
Yeah, me too.
And
also, I do like that they don't do it on the show. It seems
real.
That's
where it felt real.
Yeah. And by the way, it seems like aside from Ari, it's always just the Bachelorettes who get married.
Or like Paradise Folk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, or Paradise Folk. Okay, here we go. So then we're like, let's talk about Clay and Nicole and Angela. And Angela, I also feel like the other women don't like Nicole because they were like, oh, honey, Angela came with that revenge body. The whole thing
walk down the aisle, though. Ooh. Even I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. She walked.
Should I get back together with her?
Yeah, you should. Yeah. Anna, why did you break her heart?
I don't know, but she was like...
It was like when Anne Hathaway gets the Gucci boots and turns the corner and you're like, who is that?
I have to say, as a person who's tried to execute that in my life, she really still... Here's a slow clap for Angela.
Yeah,
really,
it was amazing.
She did it. She stuck her landing.
Every person was like, wah!
Yeah.
But Nicole's my girl.
Yeah, Nicole's
and I don't know from Angela, but Nicole's my girl.
Now, Nicole cried a lot on Colton season. Did you see that?
I didn't watch it. So she's not your girl.
Well, she was kind of annoying, but now I like her.
No. Yeah, she's fine.
Except she should never sing.
No, the singing was bad.
Don't ever do that again.
And I have to say, you know who's going down as my girl, who was my girl and who's not? Tayshia's feeling like a real troublemaker. And it's like, I actually felt like Clay was being a gentleman with Angela and was trying to be respectful to her. And Tayshia loves to stir the old pot.
She seemed like she was loving it.
Nicole's your best friend? Like, since when is Nicole your best friend?
They always talk like that. It's like you met last year.
And like, okay. Yeah. You met
4 weeks
not
ago.
Not even. You met like last winter. Yeah. You met like 4 months ago.
But these are people who fall in love in 3 days.
Yeah, that's true.
They act fast.
So Tayshia went back. How about, who knew it was an option to have a wedding and then only select 4 people from the wedding?
That was the shadiest.
Publicly.
Amazing.
And like breaking up couples and stuff.
I love that.
How did they choose the people?
It was for drama. I think they chose for drama.
That was clearly to split up Nicole and Clay.
It was all for them.
Probably it was just, they probably had everything paid for, right? I would imagine like if you're inviting certain people to your reception.
And quite honestly, a lot of the new people probably have never met Crystal and Goose.
Yeah.
But
to get JPJ out of there.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He was being crazy.
He was ruining their fucking
wedding. That's true. He was. Okay, let's talk about that. But before we close out, Nicole and Clay and Angela. So he was extra weird at the wedding. He was looking around. He didn't introduce her to his best friend, the Goose. I mean, I felt bad for the guy. He didn't handle it that well. She was pretty cool about it.
He did, though, go back to Nicole and tell her immediately what happened. Yeah. He was like, oh, so I talked to Angela.
I like Clay.
Didn't go that well.
I do, too.
I thought he owned it.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was also saying, like, look, I was trying to get in the NFL. My agent called. Like, my life got blown up. I'm a football player. I've only been working towards that my entire life, and it got cut short. And now I have to figure out where I'm at and, like, I'm sorry, you're collateral.
He's a guy to trust, I think.
I agree with you. I almost feel like he has no capacity. Like, he's so Kermit the Frog, he just can't lie.
Oh, I do have
lie.
A question about the
please,
wedding.
Please,
who are Wayne and Chucky, and why do they cha-cha
They're
dance
dogs.
For treats?
Oh, okay. Dogs, okay. Yeah.
Crystal's dog.
Crystal. Okay.
Yeah, Crystal's,
Crystal's dogs.
Crystal, she whispered.
Crystal.
I mean, how about them, like, saging her snooch?
Yeah.
I would have been really upset if that were my wedding. I'm going to be honest with you.
Talk to me about the wedding thoughts.
I just didn't like my mother right now. I didn't like all the ribbing. I didn't like the jokes. And I didn't I didn't like that. I just would have been mad.
Right.
I don't know what I would want from a wedding.
Right.
But I knew that wasn't
I know.
It.
I felt like they were actually very sincere with one another. And Chris Harrison was like, from
yucking
the,
it up.
From the smoothies to the essential oils, you knew you were the one. Like, idiots.
Yeah, it was like a sketch all of a sudden. Yeah.
You both love avocado. Okay, losers. Good luck.
That attitude makes me love it. Actually, so I'll take I'm going to eat my words.
Idiots. You two fucking ding-dongs.
Yeah.
Like, fell in love with like a jizz-filled jacuzzi.
Yeah.
You pass your like STD test by the skin of your teeth, and now we're gonna like, you know, like that's what the whole thing felt like.
The future.
Meanwhile, you and I
models.
Are on opposite ends of the city, crying over
it for some reason. We're like, oh my god, it's so
pretty. Even that super Christian song, I was like, it seemed kind of pretty.
I think I'm dead inside. I should have. Maybe.
No, I know I'm overtired because I was actually. I told Scott I was mad at myself. I was like, what has happened? You need to throw yourself. Like into a boutique hotel with like that, and just sleep and get room service for like 7 days, and come back with a little edge.
Honestly, yeah. Although you did just call them idiots, so I feel like you made up for it.
It's back. You're good.
Oh my god, thank you.
Can we talk about JPJ?
Yeah. Oh. Let's start. Okay, so let's start. Yeah. We're gonna start at the beginning of JPJ's journey. He had a big journey this episode.
Yeah.
These two episodes. So first, he's talking to Tayshia. He's like, "You're like Beyonce, but you've got big eyes. You're like attractive Beyonce." And then she's like, Derek's not available. And so she's like so manipulative that she was basically like, you should go on dates. The women are coming. If they asked you, would you go? Because she wants to go fuck Derek. And then afterwards, she was like, I just can't take JPJ and all his drama. It's like you told
she
him to go on
honest.
The date.
Yeah.
She's dishonest.
Yeah.
So then here comes
and she knew what she was doing. I got to just because yes, Katie definitely. Talked to her about that exact same thing.
Yes,
she
you're right.
said to her guy, go right. Anyway.
Well, I
she did
think
it.
She was trying to tell him, I'm not into
yes.
you.
Yeah.
It's what she should 100%. Have said. Is, hey,
I'm not
feeling this anymore.
Yeah.
I don't like
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Let's go meet other people.
Yeah.
And you're great, but not
he's,
for me.
He doesn't seem like the smartest. I think you really have to spell it out.
Do he either feels like a, I think he, because he's from like Delaware or Maryland, and his
like
name
Maryland.
Is John Paul Jones. So he's either really rich.
I think he's rich.
I think he's got like a trust fund, yeah. and he might be dumb, and he might have mental things.
I think he's on the spectrum of some sort. Because okay. he's always like, like it's all you hear half the time. It's like, what are
Dude.
You saying? Slow down.
Sleeps all day.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, he's
yeah.
fascinating. I've never
he is
seen.
Fascinating.
I've never seen somebody less able to process chewing and swallowing food. Like, yes. everything is, like,
Perfect.
About to throw up.
Well,
everything is, like,
I have a sensitive stomach, but I'll eat anything. Wake yeah. up, man.
And then he I forget her name.
Tajwan.
Tajwan on one, and he laughed for 10. That I thought was charming.
Okay.
I was like, I've never
that
seen
was
anyone.
Actually
like,
an insane
and he literally
moment.
Said, that's the hardest I've ever laughed in my life. And I was like, I believe you. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. let's talk about it. So Tajwan, here comes somebody equally as crazy to John Paul
she
Jones.
She is equally as crazy.
I love her so much.
Me too.
I feel like if I were there, yeah. I'd be in the exact yeah. same. It's so fucking hot.
And
that was
all
great.
She took four
planes. She lost her bag.
Yes.
She's tired. And that they're like, okay, tough shit. You got to be on camera in 2 minutes, so we don't care that you stink like the El Paso airport or wherever fucking you connected through. Like, who knows how many little puddle hoppers she took to get there. And I've been to Sayulita. It's like a 2-hour ride from Puerto Vallarta. Like, she is hot, And they're like, tough shit. Get your act together.
Yeah.
It's all humidity. You're like throwing your tissue of the toilet into a trash can and not flushing it. And it's time. It's go time. And she comes back. Now, she was amazing. I don't love when people have been talked into playing the villain, where she comes back like, and people are, you can't be crazy, sweating, and saying, if you're in a couple, too bad, so sad. Yeah. I'm here. It's like, that if you can't come down as the villain when nobody knows you. You got cut night one.
Yeah.
You know?
I do, yeah. I didn't even think about that. But I think she probably was. I mean, do you think she was told to be?
Yeah, I'm sure they were like, okay.
She's just I think she made
nutty away,
no.
in a
but
way.
But like it was.
I'm sure they fanned the flames a little bit of like, you're going to go in and just like tell
but
them.
She is literally like all of us if we had to just go be there.
Sitting in the pool. No
oh my God. So
yeah.
Loved it. It's the first time there was like some real. I loved how real that was. She was
dripping wet, pounding Gatorade.
Right, actually.
Like stumbling around with Gatorade.
That is how I would handle it.
Yeah. I would be a monster.
I would absolutely ask for guacamole while people were fawning.
I do. So I filmed Bubble Boy in over like Labor Day in Vegas. It was like 120 and we filmed in a school bus and I got like really dehydrated.
Oh my God.
And like in the heat, like I would be that. I would be stumbling or like when you're not right and you need to sit down and then somebody has to get you electrolytes and you're fucking crazy and you're like – yeah, that was not pretty. I mean, I was better than that, but it was – but I like buck teeth in. It wasn't good.
That's the worst
part. 19-year-old Jake Gyllenhaal in a bubble looking at me, but like not talking to me. You know what I mean? Like
– yeah. That is hell.
Not talking to me. Anyway, so she watching her eat a big giant bowl of pasta in the pool
– exquisite.
That's amazing.
Elegant, perfect. I love her so much that she had first the tacos with the chips and the guacamole and then the pasta.
Well, I think
in a pool.
You start
a pool.
To see, I feel like the production started to be like, okay, John Paul Jones is unfilmable because besides from now, later on, we'll get to him crying and snotting, but he's like vomit. So like, just give him fucking chicken nuggets that we are frozen chicken nuggets from America. Like this guy can't roll with anything, with any spice in it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I feel like she got craft service
pasta.
By the
way, that's a real blue blood diet, too, to not be able to roll with any spice.
Oh, my God.
And it further convinces me he's rich.
Yes.
And then the rich kids, they
feel
like
he was kicked out of three prep schools.
For sure. The bad ones. Like the D tier. The D tier that was like, one of them was like almost like a military school by the end. But it didn't work. They were trying to like man him up, and they were like, but he knew he had like $20 million coming to him that he was never going to have to work, and it worked against. Like he knew too soon that he was getting the trust too early.
Yeah.
Or the Dwight School. Did you ever hear about that school in Minnesota? Manhattan. It's called the Dwight School, and
people
call it dumb white idiots getting high together.
Yes!
Oh, yes!
It was like the fuck up school.
Oh my God.
I feel like he works in finance, so he must have some brains, but I think he's literally just all books.
A nerdy brains.
Yeah, he's like got the
smarts,
but
smart,
he doesn't seem like he has
social
skills.
Yeah.
Who's giving their money to John Paul Jones?
Oh, he never talks to the clients.
No.
Never.
But who's
there's no
I don't want John Paul Jones. If I have like $10,000, I don't want him picking
he's
my
like
fund
the guy that does the work that your accountant doesn't want to do because he's like, this guy works for me. Don't worry. He's got a brain. Don't talk to him because he's going to be like, and you're going to be like, what?
Oh, yeah. Never get out of that conversation.
Yeah.
So then Tajwan, she's like, I'm looking for you. So then she asked him out, and he was like, can I go talk to Tayshia? And he's like, and she's like, no. And she's like, oh, okay. Then we see him shaving his like pube trail to his down to his Speedo.
Why would you shave the treasure trail? That's a fun part.
Yes, yeah. Katie. He shaved the trail.
Yeah, that was like, I didn't understand that. I'm like, first of all, just don't shave anything. It's okay.
Yeah, don't
it's
shave
okay.
anything. It's okay to
it's
have
fine,
hair.
Dude.
It's okay to have
We're
hair.
All human.
Yeah. So then
not
we have
John Paul Jones, not human.
Yeah, you're right.
That is true.
So then we have. So then he was like, "Oh, what is the epitomology of your name? Like, what's your name?" And her dad's name is Juan.
Right.
He's like, "What's that from?" He's like, "Oh, I'm like Juan in Mexico. Juan Paul Juan." Like we're like, "Oh my God!"
Wait, so was she saying her original name was just Taj?
And then her Taj father, I think, was Juan.
So they just
made
added
Taj
Juan to the
yes.
end? Okay, yeah. I was like, wait, so what was your name? I'm confused.
I didn't understand it.
No, they she combined them.
So it was Taj at some point.
Yeah. I'd be like like Willie Arden, Arden Willie. It doesn't add up. So we have, Willard Green. So then they go, I loved him chowing into the like it was like coagulated cheese by the river. By the way, I couldn't figure it out. I've been to that restaurant, and she goes, "You can't eat the date food. Don't eat the date food, bro." I love the honesty.
That was an inside tip.
Yeah, yeah. That was another one. Everyone's gonna make fun of you. You never eat date food.
You can't eat the date food. He's like, "I'm in it." He's like, "You can't eat the date food," and then he took it, and he was like.
It's like, what is the thing that cows have where they like eat it and it like regurgitates?
Yeah, like, yes. Cud.
Like, he
eats cud. Yeah. He like, makes a little nest of cud.
It's like he can't eat.
That's how he's going to feed his children.
I can't
one day.
Figure it out.
Like a bird.
He's like, ew. Rich children, yeah. Chicken, regurgitated chicken nuggets.
It doesn't make sense that he says he has a sensitive stomach and then continues to just eat whatever's in
everything.
Front of him.
And that in particular, what was it? I think it was an enchilada.
I thought it was chicken. I thought it was an enchilada.
It's hard to say.
I like that we all guess shellfish, chicken, and an enchilada. I've been to that restaurant. It's in Puerto Vallarta. It's down by a river. It's nice, but like,
did it make you sick?
You don't want to go swimming there. It's not for swimming. You're supposed to just eat by the river. You're not supposed to strip off your clothes and walk into the like the local river in the middle of Puerto Vallarta.
But wait, but that's 2 hours away from where
it's like
they...
2 hours. Yeah, they go. Wow. I think they go far and wide on their dates.
Wow.
So they went. Yeah, that's not in Sayulita.
Okay.
I think that's in Patata Patata. And so then they go in there. When did he laugh like a maniac?
At Taj 1-on-1. Yeah.
He loved it.
It was his own joke.
He loved it. He couldn't believe how funny he was.
He said that was the hardest he laughed in his
life. At his own joke.
Couldn't get over it. And then right into vomit.
Yeah.
So then they like basically like both they like dry humped in the water. They had a great time. They were kissing.
Everyone kisses within 30 seconds of their conversation.
Not in Australia. Nobody kisses.
Everyone's
in Australia.
Like, so how are?
Yeah.
But how about that kiss? Did you notice that?
What was that?
I suggest you go back and take a look at their kissing. It was so weird.
He's not a good kisser.
Like,
well, I think I deleted it.
He like puckers his lips and then just. Hits her with his. It's not a kiss. They're just.
Do you think he's shit faced?
No, because he kissed Tayshia like that also.
Yeah,
I gotta look.
It was just like
I gotta look closer.
I don't even know, like a little fish.
Yes.
He did a crazy dance. He created a crazy dance. She screamed, "I'm sweating!" And then they jumped into the river. Mm-hmm. It was the weirdest, kind of most fantastic date.
I want to go on that date.
I mean, it was...
Just one time.
I don't want to fall... And I'll never make eye contact with that person again.
By the way, I went on JPJ's Instagram. He only has, like, 10 posts total.
No, he's not great at it.
Yeah.
He's not even good with pictures.
He goes, he said this, I might Tej want to kiss her. Once he figured out that he could make that joke... Oh. Once he figured that joke out, he was needing to do it.
He called it the Comedy Store and the Improv, and he was like, have I got an act for you?
I've got an act.
Tej one on one.
Tej one on one. Tej want to kiss her. Tej want to be crazy. Tej. Yeah, he's going crazy.
Also, her dad's name was Juan Carlos, which I was like, are we really going to. He's like the most infamous bachelor for being a monster.
Who's that?
Juan Carlos?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No one talks about
him. You don't remember? Yeah. I know. It's been so long, but in my mind, I was like, is her father Juan Carlos?
Oh, my God. Juan Pablo.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's Juan Pablo. Juan Pablo. You're right. Damn it. I was stuck on that for a while.
I wish it was Juan Carlos. This is side note. Now I'm looking at my nose. Dean said, you would be miserable as my girlfriend. Have you ever kissed a man with a mustache before? And everyone's saying to her, no one could wrangle him. And then she said, I'm going to be a bad bitch. It's like, no, you're not. You're not going to win. Okay, here comes Haley with John Paul Jones. Haley, again, I remember the twins last time they were in Paradise. They've been in too many times. I feel like this is their fourth go-round. The other one's twinned off. She's coupled off. And nobody even I couldn't believe how many people were like, who's that? What twins? I'm like, you didn't watch. Like, I guess they're so young that they didn't watch this.
They were too young to watch then. Their parents wouldn't let them.
They're too young. So then she comes down. Taj 1 starts freaking out. She starts doing the pigeon seagull analogy. Both are disgusting birds.
Yeah, whoever called that out, was it Kaylin who called that out? Someone called it out and was like, they're both gross.
Yeah, they're really...
Haley said it herself.
Haley said it.
But I think someone tweeted at us that that's a callback from when Canadian Daniel was like hooking up with her and calling them like pigeons.
I know,
stuff.
We know that because we're maniacs, but nobody else knows that.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
But I don't know if she thought they would get it.
So Taj Mahal starts freaking out. This is when she loses her shit. She's freaking out in the sun. Haley asks him out. She starts passing out. She asks for the guacamole and tortilla chips, which was incredible.
Perfect.
So then he goes horseback riding, and they get to a beach, and he says, I should have brought my goggles. Which was amazing. He's like a 2-year-old.
He is.
He's like a rich kid. He's a rich kid. He feels like a Wes Anderson character.
Yes.
He feels like a Royal Tenenbaum, like John Paul Joan Tenenbaum. I mean, right? He's so rich. Like, I forgot my goggles. I'm gonna go like deep sea dive. When you get to the shore, you go goggle. Get your goggles on. What the fuck is this guy?
I would not have been surprised if he just swam to Japan.
Bye. And he's actually like really fast, and he had like a fin.
And then he comes back at the end of Paradise.
And he screams like a dolphin.
He's like, that was crazy. We're the tacos.
We're the tacos. So Tajwan's screaming at the ocean. And then they go, and he basically goes, sorry, Mom. And he starts rubbing suntan lotion on
Sally's
butt. That was weird.
And the black bar. And after he'd done cartwheels on the beach with Tajwan, and you could see her cooch with her little short dress, and then the black bar of Haley's crack, it was just a lot. Yeah. A lot of the downstairs, a lot of the undercarriage of the ladies were showing.
Why was that a choice to like put, never mind.
Sunscreen?
Yeah, like that.
And a mineral one, not a chemical one.
Yeah, like
a, the chemical ones blend in, but the mineral ones never do.
That's some zinc oxide. Yeah.
It was
just straight up zinc.
It was straight zinc.
Yeah.
It and then they just like made out on the beach.
Yeah.
That's it. They just got out of it at the beach.
That was their whole date.
And then they came back. Like, I don't want to get out of it at the beach. It's sandy. It's like, I've had it. It's hot. I'd much rather be on Bachelor Winter Games. I would be cuter. I would make out with you by any fire.
You wear a great sweater.
I could have cute outfits. You could. It'll more layers to peel off. First, I've got my snood. Then I've got my muff. Then I've got my cape. Then I've got my onesie, like my full unitard. Then I've got my long john. Then I've got my jog bra. Then I've got my lingerie.
So sexy.
Over all the clothes.
And
so
then
sexy.
Once all the clothes come off, they're like, oh, you're so much smaller than you look like, because you look like a fucking Michelin man at first. So you're like, it's a pleasant surprise when you're nude.
It is. It just takes 45 minutes to disrobe.
Yes. And then we remove my moon boots. And then we take off the pelts that I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Okay. So
there's so much gear.
So much gear.
Four pairs of contacts.
And I've got like four pairs of contacts. I was like, wait, do you have blue eyes? Are they green? Are they purple? And then I've got my Coco the whole time going like, ooh, I'm gonna get burned. And then I pull out that, and then finally when he stripped me down, I'm wearing the dress that I'm wearing when I was holding the silver, but in an adult size version.
You really could run David Copperfield off the stage with that routine. That is magic.
Magic.
And then look what I look like. And then you show the picture.
Exactly.
And you're like,
see, this was me back in the day. This is me glowed up, guys. I glowed backwards. I was glowed up as much as I could be at age 4, and then it's gone backwards. Okay, so then we come back, blah, blah, blah. So that was talk. So now we're all caught up with John Paul Jones to get us to the wedding. So John Paul Jones is like, I don't care about Tajwan. I don't care about Haley. I just want Tayshia. And he goes in. He becomes like a crazy person going, I do not want to be her to be tricked by this man, Derek, and this guy who's got a podcast, Derek, and this guy who says he just wants to fuck his fan followers, Derek. Now, I'm a pretty good judge of character, I think. Derek has overall appeared to be a very good guy.
Yeah, he's like been the most monogamous person to ever be on this show.
Can I be honest with you, though? I think John Paul Jones was an insane person. And actually, I always actually, even through the dinner he had, I always thought he was charming until then. And I was like, oh, you fucked it up. Like, there's something wrong.
I have not liked him this entire time.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't really even like him on Bachelorette.
John Paul Jones?
Yeah, he just kind of always annoyed me. Like, I was always like, oh, if I had to hang out with this guy, I'd want to kill myself.
Yeah.
And then now I'm like, oh, I just really, like, he just...
But yeah, that was. But I sort of believe what he said about that.
I know, it made me wonder. Yeah.
He was so adamant.
I know, it did make me wonder.
I'm sure he was like, and you know you could fuck your fans.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
You should do my podcast.
Where was that when he was with Demi? I mean, if he's such a horrible person, I don't know. He's just only cares about, I don't know.
It did feel real, but I did say, like, I felt like Derek handled it well afterwards at the bar with Wells when he was like, you dropped to come to the pub. I was like, I was trying to include you. Look, we all have podcasts. Like for me, I'm socially awkward, and some of the ways that I get to know people better, I like inviting people on so I can actually get to know them and hang out and have a laugh and include them in something. And he's saying they're just normal people who have this moment, and like it's a fun, cool thing to get to do. I got that.
There's nothing friendlier than being invited. So being like, hey, do you want to do my podcast? I'm not like,
hey, I want to talk to you.
This person has ulterior motives that are evil, and I cannot trust him.
I am going to try to fuck all of you. Yeah. All four of you have to fuck me before you leave the garage. Yeah.
Also, you could be a good person and have sex with your fans.
I do want to point out, too, we saw JPJ spin the truth last night, or like spin what he heard. So he talks to Tayshia, and Tayshia goes, well, we don't really have a connection. I have a connection with Derek.
She wasn't that upfront.
She wasn't that upfront, but then he turns around and goes, Tayshia told me she's figuring out her feelings or something like that. Like he didn't.
But a lot of people are like that on this show where they want to hear. Yeah. I think he's crazy for sure. But it did make me wonder if Derek said you can fuck your friends. But you can fuck your friends. I would imagine if you're those guys.
I mean,
and
it could have been like he listened to an episode and he like mentioned something like that. Like,
well, they
knows?
Share a room. They share a room. He was saying we're roommates.
Oh.
So I wonder.
I can't understand what he says.
I'm sure my gut feeling is at some point, I'm sure maybe one person is like, have you ever fucked a follower from like who's DM'd you? And maybe he has. Like, whatever. I don't know.
It just seems disingenuous because it was only then. I mean, he and Demi are friends. Why did he not say to Demi, be careful, be careful. This guy is such bad news.
Yeah, right.
It's definitely fueled by the Tayshia.
I'm team Derek on this one. As much as I love John Paul Jones, I'm team Derek on this one.
It was too much.
And by the way, you're doing this at somebody's wedding. So this is actually somebody's wedding and it's loud enough that you're being a spectacle. And even though it's on TV and even though Chris Harrison's is Crystal and Goose, is like, it's still their wedding. I also saw, if he's rich, his upbringing of, hi, congrats, you must be so happy. John Jones. It's like, John Jones.
John Jones.
John
and then
Jones.
He turned away from the table. And he was like, Tayshia, fucking ass.
I will not let her go. But hi, you must be so pleased, John. You're good. I need to talk to you. Yeah.
That is every, I imagine, Wall Street broker in the planet. Yeah. He's like, hey, great to see you. Yeah. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Yeah. Terrifying.
I felt like a mockumentary moment. I wish they'd just like zoomed over to her to what's his name's mom's just looking at him like what
what just happened
but it was like part of me honestly did think that they called everybody over to like kick, they basically did kick some of them out, but they did it in a friendly way. Not really. Very rude of like, well, 11 of you get to come to the party. Bye.
But now, and publicly, here is the list instead of just going up and saying, will you come? Nice to see you. Will you come?
It's so rude.
I'm curious. Do you think it's because they were only trying to cut it down to people that were their friends? Or was it the Bachelor producers are like, let's stir this up.
The producers, because they got Sydney all upset. You know, maybe they were hoping Mike would flirt with Annalise or somebody that was there.
How do you think Annalise feels after this? Like,
all right, Clay. Finally, Annalise gets one.
Yes. Oh my God, I forgot about that. I forgot about that. Yes,
Has
you're right.
Annalise ever looked better? Could I do that with my hair?
Yes, you could. You should come next time with Beverly D'Angelo.
Yes, I will.
When we do it with Beverly, you'll have. You guys both missed the podcast with Beverly.
I know. I've never regretted anything.
You have to come. You have to come. I didn't want to bother you. I didn't want to bother you.
What are you talking? You can always bother me.
Really?
I'm obsessed with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. Okay, great.
You can only bother me if there's celebrities involved.
Okay, great. Well, I brought one today.
I brought one today.
All right, I'm going to bring you guys in Beverly.
Please.
Maybe for the finale. That means you have to keep watching.
Spicy.
I'll keep watching if Beverly's there. I'll keep watching regardless. I'm in.
Yes. Okay, so, great. So I'm going to try to get you guys in
These
Beverly.
These two episodes were just like, how are Brilliant. You not in after watching
it? We should get Beverly for the finale because this is her first season she's ever watched of any of The Bachelor. Yeah. This is it.
Wow.
Okay, so then I didn't like when Tajwan goes, can I spit in your wine? Kidding. That shit. When people come in to be rude.
But I did like when Tajwan said there was like a dove that made a noise or something and she goes, oh, is that Haley?
I did like that. I like that. I did like that. Okay, so then we have, let's talk about, let's just finish out John Paul Jones. The next morning, they come back from the wedding and Blake hears a sound on the beach and it's John Paul Jones crying, just crying so hard on the daybed. Crying.
Baby didn't get the candy.
Baby didn't get the candy. And this interaction was such an incredible, it was so, like, watching
them. It was
them,
human compassion.
He goes,
lovely.
He goes, this tears. He was like, oh, man. I like Tayshia. I don't like Kaylee. I've been looking for my wife since I was 18. And then later he said for 18 years.
Yeah. 18 years. He goes, I'm 24. I've been looking for my wife for 18 years. Since you were six?
He didn't see this. This fine young gal wasn't walking around with a silver plate in front of his. That's true. He would have put a ring on that one.
That's like really
that
rich white collar things where they're like, they set him at a very young age to be like, and find the woman that will be.
And honestly, someone not used to getting, to not getting what they want.
No.
He did not know how to say no.
I've been looking for my wife since I was 18. I've been trying to be a good guy, but going on these dates is hard, man. It's so hard, dude. And then Blake goes, it's good to let it out, dude. And then there was that nose blow that was with his finger shooting it out. And then he goes, Lord, help me. And then he goes, I appreciate
That's
it.
That's the angry Christian.
Yeah, he goes, I appreciate it, man. And then Blake goes, no, let it out. And then he did another nose clear. It was so incredible with Blake. This was actually best of Blake.
I was about to say, this was Blake
Best of Blake actually being sweet. There's moments where you can see the old Blake of like, there's moments where he's a good guy where it's not just his dick that's ruining his life.
Yeah.
But
he was great. I loved him at the wedding. He was just that, we've all known that guy. He's just like despondent and just like,
oh my God, I love every
at the wedding.
They're like miserable.
When somebody said to him, you should probably move to Europe. You should probably move to Europe. And then when Chase roasts you and says like, so this isn't Stagecoach, man. Like everybody knows like you're a piece of shit, bro.
Yeah, like, even Asher was like, you should go home.
Yeah, like when Asher and Chase are like piling it on you, a piece of shit.
But which I'm sure other people have. But with Kaylin, I mean, isn't that exactly what happened to her? Where he was with someone, then saw her, and now he's with her, and so she's with Dean. And then that ends, and now she was immediately with another guy the next day.
And by the way, he pointed out, like, it's been proven a little bit online that she kind of lied a little.
Yeah,
but played it up. Yeah.
But I mean, I think he had other stuff going on. Then apparently he fucked, allegedly, Tayshia a few times after that. Like, I think it was just with everyone.
He was just talking to all the ladies, basically.
He's had sex with all of them.
Okay.
He just literally threw out a very wide net and was like, who wants it?
Side note, the Neil Lane rings, those were bad rings.
Yeah.
Those were bad rings.
Great product placement.
Yeah.
And then
we didn't get to see him.
He didn't get the corpse of Neil Lane. It was not anywhere.
Natural face. Yeah.
So we have the revenge body of Angela and Angela coming in next week. That's exciting. That's exciting.
Yes.
Ruthless.
That's just mean.
That's so
producers
savage.
Are truly mean people.
Yeah.
They're just like, look at this nice happy couple. Let's fuck this up.
It's
true. Yeah.
It's like sometimes they really just do stuff that's
it's like
super
wonderfully
mean,
savage.
Like,
do you think Annalise knew she was coming? If they're such good friends, would she have known they were coming?
I don't know if they knew at that point because like they have to kind of wait to see if Clay, like they're probably waiting to see what happens with Clay and then see. Like,
I bet she got the offer that night. They're like, so should we do it?
Yeah. Do you want to stay here?
Yes. Yeah. She's like, yes. Let's fuck this.
Oh,
up.
Really?
Okay. So then Christina also likes Connor, and I think you're right, Anna. I think that she really has become... By the way, we didn't even point out the fact that she manipulated Blake and he sent that cute Caitlin Olsen lookalike home. Oh my
God. It's like she doesn't read the news. Like, do you understand how Russians are seen in the news? Like, why are you really going to... Don't play up the manipulative, shady behavior.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. You're exactly what everybody thinks.
Like, I just start to be like, she's an operative.
Yeah, exactly.
Who is she working for? I don't trust you.
No, she's... I mean... It feels like you can only do Paradise once, except for Derek. But, like, if you come back, it's old news. It's over. You're only fresh once. It's only, like, you. Number two, you are Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused. You're the senior that wouldn't go home. Yeah. It's time to go. Mm-hmm. And Dean was there 2 years ago.
Was he?
I thought he was there.
No, yeah, we went to Outside Lands 2 years ago.
But wasn't he there last year, too?
He did winter.
No, I don't think he came last year because I think he may have still been with Leslie or
something. Yeah, he was with Leslie.
Or maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't remember the timeline.
He did Leslie. Yeah. Are there any other couples we're missing? We've got Demi and her girlfriend.
Well, Chris and Katie.
Can we talk about Demi and her girlfriend for a second?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here is what is driving me crazy.
Talk to me.
And I want to know from my fellow gay. Not to out you, but...
Oh my God. He's never been outed.
Damn.
I don't know why it's bothering me, but there's something. I'm thrilled for the two of them. What's bothering me a little bit is how everybody keeps saying Demi is so brave. This is the bravest thing in the world. She's so brave. It's driving me a little crazy.
I know. Yeah. It is obnoxious. And I don't know. Do we see out couples on network TV, on reality shows?
I don't think so. I think this is the first one in the Bachelor franchise.
Yeah. Well, for sure. It has to be the first one in the Bachelor.
It must be. Yeah. But I agree with you. I don't. Also, that her parents were 100% cool with it. I mean, that's the, to me at least.
And from Texas.
That's the hurdle.
They're from Texas.
That's the hurdle. That's the brave part. And then the rest is like, well, if your friends don't accept you, then they are enormous pieces of shit.
I felt the same way. I kind of was like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like super crazy. Like, I don't
know. Yeah. I mean, I get why Derek was heartbroken, but it wasn't even because of that.
Was a beautiful story.
I thought so too. I thought so too. Yes. I thought that was great.
Yes. He was,
but the bravery thing.
So, I think it's also, quite honestly, you're dealing with a lot of pageant girls who've never met, never had a friend that they didn't. Maybe they have a few. Maybe they know a few gay male friends, but I bet they've never had a girlfriend be like, I also like ladies. Like, I bet these are pageant winners. They're winners. These are pageant winners.
Also with women, there is such a stigma about, I guess she's bi, but about, I'll just say about lesbians specifically, that it's a phase. Do you know what? People usually don't take it seriously. And also people are not as threatened by it as they are with gay men because, and this is literal, like researched.
Right.
People can't picture how women have sex together.
Right.
So they're not afraid of it. Do you know what I mean? Because they're like, well, what do you even do?
Right.
Whereas
with
guys, they can picture it immediately.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're all picturing it.
Oh, baby.
I've been picturing it all afternoon.
Good. I'm going to have gay sex with you later.
I can't wait. I have a very hairy back. Very hairy back.
That's brave.
I think you Tana's on fire today. Can I give Tana? Do you think Tana's on fire today?
I love her.
Tana's on fire today. She's good. We love her.
I had most of the day off, so I'm not like stressed out.
Let's talk about Chris and Katie. I loved Katie, but now I'm liking her less. I didn't like how this all got. Like, she did blow it, but she knew it immediately. But like, I felt. There's times I think when she has a couple cocktails in her, she's a drag as a drinker. I think I like her a little better sober. Mm-hmm.
There is something that gets a little melancholy.
Like, think about like when Wills tried to like do the spread
that
for her
was
and her.
Crazy.
I mean,
that was
crazy.
Yeah,
and so like Chris,
poor Wills.
We've met him; he's so cute. Like,
I was confused by that performance of hers, just because it was like, oh, everything's good. Wait, what?
It was so crazy. So that he had this boobs in the moonlight, that cute girl. What's her name?
Jen Saviano,
who was a beautiful lady. And then, like, Katie, now, to be fair, he really got thrown. Like, he couldn't get over. Like, all right, bro, she's apologized a few times. Like, But then again, he's been on this series like 18 times. So there's some mental.
Did you see it now? It says Bachelor Nation regular or like Bachelor series.
What? Is that what it says?
Because you know, like lists what season they're from. And for a while, it was listing all his seasons. And then now it just says like Bachelor series regular.
Because he's actually doing well. Because he's actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like. He held on a little too long to the fact that she apologized numerous times.
That is also just like such a dude move to have a chip on your shoulder.
Like get over it, bro. Like she apologized.
And by the way, I think Chris and Katie work together. Like
me too.
It makes sense to me.
Yeah.
She fucked up. She tried to apologize, and then they both annoyed me. Yeah. She was annoying, and he was annoying. Thought.
I still think they're going to end up together.
Me too.
Yeah. But I've also been that. I've been her, not just in the
me
screaming
too.
At
me
Wills
too.
Over a picnic. When you do that, when you try to play it cool,
me
and
too.
Then you play it cool until they're
I've
gone.
I've done that too.
Me too.
Right.
And you've tried to be hard to get and instead you're an asshole.
Yeah. No,
and
I've
then you
things.
Apologize, but it does feel weird.
Yeah,
I don't know that I would believe the apology.
Yeah,
first.
Once you've ruined the magic up top. I know I've done that too. I've ruined things because that feels too safe and good and real. I've just ruined
you
it.
You did it with me.
I did. We had such
wow.
a nice. We were going to get that couples massage.
We were.
And then I panicked.
Yeah.
And then
you decided
screamed.
To be face up instead of face down. Just as a dig to him.
I did it. Exactly. And it was very uncomfortable.
That's very rude.
It was very rude.
You left. I had the river swim all alone.
The river swim.
Threw up my coagulated enchilada.
Yes. Oh, I love this spa. I always forget this. I love it.
I love going to the spa. Is there any couple we are missing? Could you believe that Blake didn't send Christina home? Could you believe that?
That was annoying.
That was stupid.
Oh, yeah. You know what we haven't talked about is Hannah and fucking drippy face Williams graduate. He went to Williams, that guy.
They're fine. Dylan.
I, you know what? He's sweet, but I don't like that he's always just like, you're so pretty. You're so pretty. It's like,
well, now we don't even see them speak. We just see them literally
just,
like napping together. They literally
like staring at each
other. They like nap in the pool together.
They're
going like, to
get
nap. Engaged. They're so boring, but they are going to get engaged.
They must be a really boring, happy couple because we've stuck with happy couples before on that show.
Well, I think after a certain point, like what can you talk about? You have no access to like what's happening in the world. You
but
can't
I make
watch
some
TV.
Jokes. I would like if somebody make me laugh.
Yeah.
Make me laugh or I'm going to go make out with somebody else.
Yeah.
For
well,
real.
Was it Colton and Paradise?
Tia.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, they were happy a long time, weren't they? I was never bored watching them happy.
Are you bored watching these two?
I wish, well, they must be. I wish I could see them happy. Like, we don't get to see any of it.
Yeah, what right. do you think of Mike and Nick? What's her name?
Sydney.
Sydney.
I don't.
She's a
something
dud.
About Sydney.
She's a dud.
Yeah. And she's made Mike a dud as well now.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Your fellow.
I feel like no one has taken off their pants in that relationship.
Oh, for sure. No. No.
I mean,
no,
I hope
no.
they have.
I don't even think there's been a booby squeeze.
They just
she's
seem
very,
like good
very
friends.
Polite. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. And she was like cranky to not go to that wedding.
She
couldn't
wanted to dance, remember? She was like, I just really want to dance. Because
she's
the dancer. I think she's an NBA dancer.
That's right. She's the dancer. Oh. So maybe she hasn't made a move and she's like, if you could see me dance, I'll finally take off my pants. Pants off, dance off. Guys, back in the 90s, there was actually a TV show called Pants Off, Dance Off.
Jodie Sweetin hosted it for a while.
It's a great title, and it's as simple as idea as can be, but it's a Pants Off, Dance Off. I remember watching it at my grandmother's.
You all loved that.
We did. My brother and I would watch it at my grandmother's. Pants Off, Dance Off in her guest room. Well, with that, will you guys help me pick a twist? Who do you think is going to get engaged? Three couples. Give me three couples.
Okay. Three.
They don't have to get married.
Chris and Katie.
And then tell me who's actually going to get married next year on TV.
Chris and Katie, Dylan and Brenda. What was her name?
Hannah.
And Sean and Spicer. I don't remember
Sean
their names.
Spicer.
No, who's the one? The football player.
Clay and Nicole.
Clay and Nicole.
Okay, who do you think are – I think those are three good – Can we also just say – I want to just say how exciting it is finally after all these years – except for with Rachel, it feels like finally ABC. Yeah. It's like there's all different ethnicities, all like there's actually like gay ladies. Like it actually feels like it's just like natural and not forced, and like everybody's just dating everybody, and it's like not even a thing.
That's the thing. It's not a story point. Yes. It's not look at this. It's
just like everybody. It's like it's all different. It's just whatever.
That is why I think this specific show is the best of all.
Agree. Yeah. It's really fun.
Because they do, everyone is a little cooler and chiller.
Yeah.
And
this season in particular feels like the most 2019 in that way.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, it feels like caught up to the times in a way that feels natural and not forced.
Ooh, a moment we forgot. When Christian came up to Demi because she was jealous of her talking to John Paul Jones.
Oh.
And then she's like, he's doing cartwheels. Like, are you kidding me?
She's like, look at him. I know. I can't tell if Christian is very sweet, but I can't tell if she's. I mean, she looks terrified, and I don't blame her. She got thrown into this. She's DJ Agro's roommate. She lives with another contestant,
or former contestant, who didn't get to come on.
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like. Is she a drag? Is she cool?
I think she's just like, where the fuck am I?
I think she's a normal person in paradise. Yeah. And it's just like, okay.
Yeah.
Why are you talking to that hot blonde dude? She's like, no, that guy's a fool.
But also when she said, I'm going to a rose ceremony, I don't know how that works with me. I like her.
So is that how it's going to be every single time? She's just going to give her the rose before everyone else and then they do what they do?
I think so.
Interesting. Why don't they just tap them out?
Yeah.
As long as, and I think they're going to get engaged.
That would be great.
Because,
so who's going to actually get?
I don't think they will.
I think Demi's going to get
a little
cold
little,
feet.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I don't know. No, not in terms of her sexuality. I think Christian is understandably. Nervous.
Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right. It's Demi. She's a wild card.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to actually get married next summer?
I already told you three couples. Oh, actually married next summer.
Married.
Dylan and Hannah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think Chris and Katie maybe next year.
That'd be great.
Chris is ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I say Clay and Nicole.
It's going to be my
I say Clay and Nicole.
I think, I don't know that Hannah and him.
Dylan.
I keep wanting to call him Derek. Dylan are going to stay the whole time.
Yeah, maybe
she
not.
Was trying so. I just thought she was trying so hard for camera time up at the top.
Yeah,
that she's got to know these cameras aren't on me, and we're really happy. And I don't know. I want to believe in love, but I.
But I think she knows that they'll get a lot of like spawn con and stuff if they're a couple. Couples do well. People love a love story. If you could be part of the Jade and Tanner,
because they're like a cute couple.
Okay, will you guys help me?
They are both like just little tiny little cuties.
Will you guys help me pick a tweet of the week? There were so many good ones. I have not narrowed it down that well. There's about 10. We're going to narrow it down to 2. Ryan Paulson at R Paulson Photo. I've never seen a girl as emotionally devastated as Kaylin is right now that she won't have to spend the next 2 years showering in the runoff pipe in the center of the U.S. 101 overpass. Ryan Paulson, R Paulson Photo. So for the 6 days between failing to get a rose and the wedding, do we think Annalise was sent home, sequestered in a parking lot facing hotel room, or at least permitted to pay for her own vacation? What do you
held
think?
In a room.
I think she was in a motor end.
Lauren at _purple_haze. JPJ is so thrown off with the Derek Tatia situation that he forgot his own middle name.
Yeah. John Jones.
John Jones.
Derek is a dick.
Chaz at @thorium_dragon. The dress code at this wedding is very confusing. I believe you'd call it business hangover.
That's so true.
I know. For a second, that Dylan had a white T-shirt.
No, it was like suits and tees.
Oh my god!
The Paradise people just had to wear what they had.
Because Tisha even said, she goes, "I am underdressed." Because I had no idea. They weren't like, "Hey, bring wedding attire."
Yeah. Seth, that at Basebone One, we have gathered here today to witness the culmination of Crystal and Chris's love story as they embark on a new 3-year contract as husband and wife, podcasting and selling condom subscription boxes long enough to keep their Neil Lane B stock.
They were like a B-team wedding.
Oh, my God. Ryan Paulson, he's got a lot today at Art Paulson Photo. Whoever the producer was that made the mental jump from stage coach to sage cooch deserves a raise.
That's great.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. I'm better than Ben Shapira at Andrea_Shapira. I used to think that the mark of an emotionally unwell person was how much they overpluck their eyebrows. But now after watching this episode of Bachelor in Paradise, I realize it's if they're willing to eat spaghetti in a pool. Cheyenne Constant has two back-to-back. The first one is JPJ being upset about not being able to eat the date food. Somewhat relatable. Second tweet, John Paul Jones getting sick eating the date food on brand. Oh, my God. Yeah, there's so many. Okay, so I'm going to narrow it down to two. Do you guys have any nominations?
Business hangover.
Okay, and then number two.
Spaghetti and pool.
Or Sage Cooch. Spaghetti.
I like Sage Cooch also.
Yeah.
Spaghetti and pool or Sage Cooch?
I like either one. Spaghetti and pool, maybe.
Okay, so we're going to narrow it down. So we're going to narrow it down. Here we go. Number one is between these two. I'm better than Ben Shapira at Andrea_Shapira. I used to think that the mark of an emotionally unwell person was how much they overpluck their eyebrows. But now, after watching this episode of Bachelor in Paradise, I realize it's if they're willing to eat spaghetti in a pool.
That was a great moment.
Chaz at Thorium_Dragon. The dress code at this wedding is very confusing. I believe you'd call it business hangover. Business hangover or spaghetti in a pool.
Oh man,
that's tough.
I'm gonna do it first because I don't want to be the deciding vote. Okay. I'm gonna go. Although it's uneven, so it would be the – because I don't want to be the deciding vote. I'm going to go with business hangover.
I'm going to go with spaghetti in the pool.
Another vote for spaghetti in the pool.
Yes.
Oh.
I think I'm going to go with spaghetti in the pool.
Yeah, I like business hangover.
3-2.
Spaghetti in the pool. Thorium Dragon, you won. Okay, like us on iTunes. Email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. We got some good emails. Let's see. Here's one. Joey Harmon, Rosepod friends, cut Demi some slack. I'm 28. I grew up in the Houston suburbs, and Nelson Mandela was not covered. Texas textbooks have like a Black History chapter that gets covered in February. It's really grim.
I can second that, and the Holocaust is 45 minutes.
Mm. Oh, really?
That's how it goes there.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we also got a good one from Kayla Welsh. So the plot may thicken. Derek also hosts a Bachelor podcast, which we know. It is The Bachelor. That's it. Okay. And when Colton season was starting, he said he was really good friends with DJ Agro. So it's a little strange that if Christian's her roommate, he didn't know any of this. I love Derek, and I honestly hope he's the next Bachelor, but it's a little strange. Thoughts, guys? What do you think of that?
That is kind of weird because he like went up and met her like, hey, I'm Derek.
Right. But maybe they didn't hang out at their house.
Or maybe they didn't live together then too.
Right.
Who knows? Or maybe they used to live together and they don't live together now. I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe they're just like social media friends or something.
Right. Okay, I'm trying to pull up. This will just take me 1 second. Let's see if there's any others. There's so many fun. Thank you to Becca French. It might be unsingable, but I can't sing. Here's my best attempt. I had to wait and do this while working from my home, so my husband didn't hear, even though it's so sweet. We appreciate you doing this. And here's some of the nice comments on iTunes. 5 stars, the best, from Jay. CKW, Art and the Gang bring true joy to your ears and life. This pod is the perfect combo as it takes the show seriously, but not too seriously. Two grift every week has made me constantly LOLing on the subway. Hey, girl. Yeah. Or guy. Or they.
Okay.
5 stars for real the best. Dearest comedic and Bachelor World reporting heroes. This show is da bomb. Arden is such a fun, energetic host who brings on equally wonderful guests and friends. This is the realest and funniest Bachelor pod, and I can totally see how, even if they don't watch the show or Arden has recently gotten them hooked, everyone in her circle wants to be on the show. I love the songs. I also adore how candid and real she is about her own life. We support you, girl, and I hardcore respect your Brene Brown style vulnerability. Excited to keep listening. Thank you so much. You guys.
Lovely.
Oh, my God. So you're going to come back You guys are the Beverly D'Angelo team.
I'm so in.
In it.
There's going to be.
Beyond it.
We're going to win.
There's going to be.
Yeah.
There's gonna
we're going to win.
All right. Oh, my God. It might be the finale. Let me text Beverly and see when she's available.
Great.
Please.
I can't wait.
Please.
It's amazing. It's amazing. All right. Where can people find you? Is there anything you want to promote? Brian and your mustache. Go.
Throwing Shade comes out every Thursday, so you can listen to that. And Owen, we'll be in London for a show September 14th. You can just go to throwingshit.com.
And you're on 911.
And I'm on 911, which that season starts September 23rd.
Hey!
Yeah.
And Sir Scott.
I have nothing to promote except
Insatiable Season 2.
Insatiable Season 2 and another show that I'm in no way connected with, but Are You the One this season on MTV? Have you seen this?
Oh,
no.
Yes.
What is it?
It is truly talk about a show for 2019. It is, so it's 18 individuals trying to find their perfect match.
Great.
Every single person is gender and sexually fluid.
Great.
So
Okay. We got to watch that. Maybe we'll do that on Patreon.
There you go.
Maybe we'll do that on Patreon. That's a great idea.
I've heard so much about the show.
Let's watch that. Let's watch that. Would you watch that with us?
Yes.
Okay, great.
It's almost done.
You've already watched it? Have you already watched the whole season?
Yeah, we're up to episode 8. I think it's short.
I have a friend who writes on that or like produces it.
Wow. Yeah.
And you also like the 90210 spinoff.
Well, I did.
Yes, same.
The first one was just a delight. And I'm like, this is batshit. This is nuts. But I'm really enjoying it. And then that has.
Yeah. For me, middle of episode 2, I was like, I guess I'm not into it.
Yeah.
But I loved that first episode.
I'm still watching. But yeah. I have no life. Bethany Frankel has left Real Housewives of New York. And this is a sad day in my house.
It was I truly like,
that's why her cameo price went down.
So sad.
Yeah.
It was so troubling.
I've never seen an episode.
Well, she is greatest of all time. And
right?
For that show. Yeah.
My friend said, whatever the talent is that you need to be a housewife, she is Meryl Streep.
Oh. Yes.
Whatever it is you have to do,
she nails
the best
it
of the best.
Every
the best.
Step of the way. I can't actually imagine the show without her, even though we've been there before, but it's sad.
Yeah.
I want to promote Insatiable Season 2 sometime this fall. We don't know when. And then I'll be.
I can say I saw, I don't know, I'm sure I'm allowed to. I saw the trailer for Season 2.
And?
Really good.
I'm so excited.
Juicy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is this dipshit in it?
No, not at all.
Oh,
no.
Good.
No, come on, of course.
Did I get cut out of the season?
He did. While you went to go get your notebook, we all talked about how you had to cut your
I got cut out of
season.
The entire season. You're I got cut out of the
not
did
in
I get
show
recast?
No, they DVD recast extras. Very popular.
Yeah.
You're really featured in those.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I have a movie coming out September 6th called Boy Genius with Rita Wilson, Miles Brown from the little boy from Black-ish. So it's like a kid's movie. It's really fun. Okay, QB1 from Friday Night Lights, Matt Sorensen from Friday Night Lights, who I kept trying to force to be my friend. And then me and Ravi Patel. It's really cute. It comes out September 6th. And you can also get it on demand.
Has that ever backfired? I can't imagine that you forcing to be someone's friend would ever not work out.
He wasn't that into it, but he sort of slipped. I started to wear him down. If I had more time, I could have forced him to come to my Christmas party. I just needed more time.
Yeah,
I needed. He was at first like, wait, he's kind of quiet and serious, but I was a huge Friday Night fan, and that's fucking QB1.
Yeah.
And I was just relentless. And I think I cracked him as much as I could crack him.
Probably wider than he's ever been cracked.
You know what? I cracked him wide open.
Yeah.
I'm like the Lila Garrity. For you listeners out there, I'm the Tyra. Did you watch Friday Night Lights?
Ugh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
All of you are pieces of shit.
I know what you're talking about. If I came to your fucking Christmas party and Matt Sorensen was here, I would freak out.
I'll tell you everything afterwards. I was dying. Guys, we're almost done. And if you're like, I don't want to be done with this journey, you can continue it on Patreon. We're doing Bachelor in Paradise Australia right now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't hump as much, but there are women dating.
Yeah, they save their kisses for the one they really want to kiss.
But it's still
like,
so delightful.
Yeah. It's the best.
Yeah.
They're very kind.
Well, please don't forget to party. And I'll see you guys next week about the most important television show in history. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. feel so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.